Kaylee, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. So, yeah, getting this thing started, would you be able to give us a little bit about who you are and what you do exactly?
Yes. Who I am, I think, is a really interesting question to answer. Essentially, my name is Kaylee Worsley. I am an internationally published author, and I also run a spiritual type of business. So, which leads me to the point of what I do. I guess who I am and what I do should have been separate, but really, like, my personality is kind of in everything that I do. So, of course, I write fiction books, but for work, I actually work hosting retreats, and I have an online spiritual academy that teaches people ancient wisdom for the modern day world.
Awesome.
So, that's me.
So, where does this all come from for you to even start along this path, you know?
I like to say I started when I was probably 17. Do you remember when Kim Kardashian came out with her little, like, Kim K Hollywood game?
No.
Okay. I think it came out in like 2014. And basically in the game, you're like playing to become famous. And I remember I was in Mexico visiting my grandparents at the time, and I was playing this stupid game. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so easy. I could do this in real life. So I came home and I started calling every modeling agency in my city. And I got signed with an agency. I got a contract and I started modeling. And I think that this was the beginning of me kind of taking my life in my own hands. I was in my last year of high school, and the 2 years before that were just really dark years for me. I was just getting high all the time and failing my classes and partying, and my parents were present but like extremely absent. And that was like the beginning where I decided, like, I'm gonna do something for myself. So here I am 11 years later, and I live in Greece now. I'm not modeling, but you know, it started there.
It's kind of poetic. So from this game, you realize life in some way is a video game, right?
Exactly. I was like, the game really taught you so many significant things, like how to network and like who you know in the game, and like leveling up. I was like, this is like literally life.
Yeah. It's the truth.
She put some gems in that game.
Shout out Kim K.
Shout out Kim K in a really weird way. Shout out
Kim K. That's strange. Whatever works, whatever gets you on this wavelength. That's funny though. All right. So, ancient wisdom. What lineages of ancient wisdom do you teach? Is it like yogic? Would you be able to get into that?
Absolutely. So, I guess it's kind of important, like, how I kind of stumbled upon ancient wisdom. Mm-hmm. Each, like, literally, life is like a game. Like, I imagine my life sometimes as, like, I'm a hero and there's a map. And I'm just, like, going around picking up tools to put in my backpack. And then, like, I have to, like, slay a dragon, and then I have to use that specific tool.
Yeah.
And so at multiple points in my life, I found these tools, and it was usually ancient wisdom. So, for example, the first thing that I really started to pay attention to was acupuncture. So I started going to get needles. I just went, actually. I literally probably have like dots on my forehead from it. I started getting acupuncture. And from this, I was like, oh, my body knows how to heal. Like, it can heal itself. Mm. So from acupuncture, I did this thing called BIE. I forgot what the acronym stands for, but basically, your body like downloads information through metal and like liquid silver. It's crazy. So I was doing a lot of that, a lot of massage therapy. I paid a lot of attention to my diet. And I was reading a lot of psychology books, mainly to try and understand my parents at the time. But what I every traumatized kid's like story is so similar. Like, I'm like not unique in that aspect. We all just try and understand why they are the way they are. But what really helped me was understanding like myself and why I was kind of acting the way I was. And so I kind of began to do these as like an ancient wisdom tool. Now, before that, I spent a lot of time smoking weed in my room, like I said. And the best part about that was is I never wanted to drink when I was high. I always just wanted to lay down like in grass. And so I started spending a lot of time also in nature. And I think nature is like the first ancient tool that we have to be with. And so the more time you kind of spend like sitting with a tree and being like, this tree isn't asking for anything. It has everything it needs. It grows deep into the ground and it also shoots up to the sky. It's a home for animals, for insects. It provides shelter. It provides shade. It provides oxygen. They have a network in their roots. You just kind of like really see how magical creation is. And then you kind of understand that you are also a part of it. And so these types of things really helped snowball ancient wisdom for me. And then I would just like, I became kind of obsessive. I have this kind of personality that if I'm really interested in something, I'm really interested in it. Like I almost don't have like a stop button. I just keep going. And so from acupuncture and Ayurveda, I went to a meditation course, Vipassana, if you've for sure heard of it. I didn't know what it was.
You
Like I
just
didn't
on a
even
whim.
just went on a whim. My one this guy I knew, we weren't even close friends. He was like, "Hey, I think you'd like this." And I was like, "Cool, I'll do it." Day two, I'm like crying my eyes out, dealing with everything I never dealt with. And I was like, "Where am I?" It was so intense, but then it set me on a really good path again to like, of course, I actually had a Kundalini awakening when I was there, and I didn't even know what it was either. And you can't talk to anyone. So I'm like tripping. I'm so happy. First of all, I'm not even tripping. I'm so happy. Like, bliss is like, I'm like, wow, life is crap. I'm so happy. I can't even, I'm on like cloud 57. And I can't tell anyone about it because it's a silent meditation. And I don't know what it was at the time. So this also set me on the path of just kind of learning. So then I started meditating like in my closet every day and being like, hey, what else can I do? And like, what else can I learn? And then I started doing affirmations. And then people were like saying the words that I was saying to myself. And I was like, like I paused and I was like, oh my God, I am magical. You kind of get this like, I have magic. Like, I'm a wizard.
Yeah, we're all wizards and witches.
Yeah, like actually. And so of course it snowballed from there. This was like 6 years ago too. And so imagine like in that time of 6 years, like how much I've learned and studied. So it's not really one thing that I like to teach. And also I'm not t the one directly teaching it. I also have research papers from other people in certain aspects. Like I'm not an expert in everything, obviously, but I do understand the importance of ancient wisdom and building a space that has all the tools for people to use and what they resonate with. So that's kind of why I built what I built.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So would you say that is the destination, or at least one of the destinations of the spiritual path, is finding out that you are a wizard, that you do have this power endowed?
You know what? That's a really good question. Hold on. I want to give you an appropriate answer.
Yeah, take your time.
I almost don't think that there is a destination on the spiritual path, though I do think realizing your own power is like a huge part of it, but I never actually think we get somewhere. Like a lot of people will rush to enlightenment thinking that it's going to be this grand moment, but it's it's not the end, you know, it's just a moment.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It's a pathless path.
You're just on the path, and the path just unfolds, and you just take every level as it comes, and you get a new tool every time, and that's just how it goes, in my opinion.
Just how it goes. Keep leveling up.
Yeah, and like every level you look back and you're like, wow, look at all of the tools that I acquired that like now on this level I use all the time. And then it just happens like in an infinity loop.
Yeah. Now, how would you say one recognizes that they have leveled up?
Okay, this is actually a really good point because I've been recently going through this. I think you realize that you level up when you notice your behavior when it comes to a certain pattern that repeats has changed towards the behavior. For example, I'm a little bit more tough now when it comes to monetary worth of mine. Like if someone offers me X amount, I'll say like, that's not enough. Like my skills are better, blah, blah, blah. Whereas before I would just be like, okay. Or I've also noticed with myself, I'm a little bit more tough with standards in like what I want to deal with, which I also think comes with age as well. But even when hiring people, like I just don't have the tolerance that I used to. So if like you don't actually want the job and you're not going to make my life peaceful or easier, then I'm not going to work with you. Yeah. So I think that this is like a moment when you see like the pattern, because I definitely would have been like, oh, this person, like they need the extra money. I should give them a chance. Whereas now I'm like, look, like you can figure it out. You're an adult. You're not, you won't fit on my team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So it's essentially, for sure. So it's essentially like the patterns that were causing you suffering, that were causing you stress, disease.
Yeah.
They no longer exist. And then there is thus more peace, more happiness, more bliss that just naturally comes from
exactly
your new patterns.
You nailed it. So you say no to what you don't want. You say yes to what you do want. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems so simple and apparent right now to say, but
yeah,
a lot of us don't do that. And I have come to recognize that too. You have to put up boundaries. You have to put up boundaries and then also, I mean, affirm what you really do want at the same time.
Yeah. And clarity about what you want is also so significant.
Yeah. How do you think we find the clarity? Is that through meditation?
I definitely think spending some time alone is really important. Not like isolating yourself, because I don't think isolation is mentally healthy for anyone. But I think like going on a trip for 2 weeks alone and like seeing your capabilities and like understanding what you want, or going out for lunch by yourself, like just doing things you wouldn't regularly do by yourself. You would usually go with someone else. I think this is nice for your brain to recognize, one, it's a routine, so you don't think too much about the activity. And two, you have the time and space to like be away from other people's opinion and their vibration and think about what it is you want. And it's not like a one day journey. It's definitely, it takes time to acquire the knowledge of self, but it's just like the unshedding of what no longer works for you. So a really good way for people, if any of your listeners would really enjoy finding their purpose, is to really understand like, okay, what makes me happy? Genuinely. And it doesn't matter if like let's say your job is of course not going to be 100% ideal all the time. You're going to deal with things that are annoying, but what is it like, is there something that really like lights you up when you're at work? Like when people come to you with a problem and you solve it, like does that really light you up? Like think about that aspect of what you really enjoy. Think about if you want more freedom of travel or of time, or if you want more comfort in certain things, or if you want to use your body for harder work or something like that. Like you just have to really sit with yourself and think, okay, what do I like and what is good for me? Because everyone will tell you something about themselves and they don't even know themselves really.
Oh yeah.
Because if they did, they wouldn't tell you what to do.
I mean, that's the overarching problem, we could say, of the world is nobody knows themselves. Nobody really knows what they want. And the thing is, you always get what you want, but you have to be very clear with what you want.
Super.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I had a point. It just totally went up. What was it?
It'll come
Come on.
around. It'll come around.
Yeah, it'll come around. Give me a few seconds here. What were we talking about? We talking about what we want. People don't know themselves. I don't know. I think it was along the lines of it also being a different kind of happiness than what we're prescribed and what we're conditioned into, to what we think happiness is, right? It's more than like pleasure. It's more than like hedonism. It's a happiness that goes beyond happiness. It's hard to describe. Do you know what I'm getting at, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Happiness is different for everyone. Like maybe someone is happy just sweeping the floor. Like maybe that just makes them really happy. You know? Or maybe
Yeah,
like being
right.
with children makes people happy and it makes other people miserable. You know, like everyone has a specific and very unique purpose. And the only person that knows that is them.
Yeah.
And
Yep.
yeah.
Might sound a little cliché, but it is the truth. We all have a purpose here. And I
For sure.
think once one does fall into their purpose, that's when one does find happiness. And it's not happiness. I don't know a better word. It's a flow state. It's a peaceful state of mind. It's very equanimous. Yeah. And there is just like this resonance, I feel. This resonance of knowing when one is on this path and when you're not aligned with the path. Do you
Yeah.
find intuition leads the way with you?
Of course. So I actually have a crazy example, but it's like a really intense one. So yesterday I was in a car accident.
Oh.
Yeah, I said it was intense. I wanted to preface just so you were prepared. And so I wasn't supposed to get in the car. I was supposed to take the metro. And my gut was kind of like, do you want to do that? And I was like, you know what? I'll just do it because I don't have a lot of time. There's a strike today. Like things are chaotic. So I get in the car. I don't know why, but my gut was like, and I automatically would have done it anyway, but my gut was like, put your seatbelt on and just put it on. And I was like, okay. Of course. And then we're driving and then we get an accident. And I'm completely fine. The only thing that hurts is my chest because my seatbelt held me like so tightly in the car. And I was like, huh. Of course, I should always listen to my intuition first. It said, do you really want to go in that car? Do you really want to do that? And then secondly, it was like, okay, now that you chose to go in the car, you have to wear your seatbelt because like you're going to be at that place at that time, and you need to be protected. So I wore my seatbelt, of course, like I usually would anyway. But it was like that extra gut feeling that I was like, oh, kind of like raised a flag where I was like, okay, weird that you would tell me to do that, but I'll do it. And then like 5 minutes later, I got in a car accident, and I was like, ah, always follow your intuition, folks.
Yeah, that's strange. Well, I'm glad you're okay, and I appreciate you coming on here the next day.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like physically, I'm completely fine.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so it's a very strong
Yeah.
example to answer your question.
Yeah. Intuition leads the way. It's interesting, too, how you referenced it as you, almost like it's this other entity, like it's this other intelligence that is guiding you along. I feel
For
that.
sure. Yeah, I
All right.
really believe that intuition is something that's just. You can't see it, you can't grab it, but it's omnipresent. It's omnipotent. Like it's always around. Like you know it's there. And there are so many theories of where it comes from, but I really do think maybe it's just like your higher self just like tapping you on the shoulder or just like the energy of the world placing the right people in places for you. For example, I used to do this intuition strengthening exercise. And it was just purely for fun, I would go around my city and I would have nowhere to go. And I would just follow my gut for which corner to turn, down what street or which shop to go in. And this actually led to me meeting so many like cool people, seeing so many things I wouldn't have regularly seen, and opening up opportunity and doors for me. Like I was running a social media business in my town in Canada, and by doing this, I landed so many clients. I learned so many things, and it was just because I was out for a walk. And I was like, I'll just follow my intuition today, see where it takes me. And I would just like give it full
That's a cool
control.
practice.
Yeah, and it's so easy.
Yeah, most of us don't do it. We have this very stringent lifestyle, very rigid. Like, I gotta go here, I gotta do this. It's all mind.
Yes, it's all mind, all heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where the magic lies, is living in the heart.
Yeah, agreed.
Right?
The heart is the
Not
place
trying to
to be.
sound too corny here, but it's the truth.
I really feel like the heart is like the seat of the soul, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I think that is where the intelligence comes from. I've heard this before, like the Egyptians that used to think the brain
Oh,
was in the heart, or our thinking came from the heart.
I think it must have been something like this. Yes.
I mean, whether they meant that literally or figuratively,
They probably meant
it
it
rings
like
true.
both, knowing the Egyptians
Yeah.
and their ancient practices.
Oh, yeah, they knew stuff we didn't know.
The Hermetica has so much information that we have continued to use throughout other texts in all of history. And it's cool because basically all ancient texts say the same thing. They say the exact same
The
thing.
truth is one.
Yeah. And it's really cool to watch and like see them all kind of connect like a spider web.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that the metaphor that we used in the beginning of the conversation was it's a video game, you have this power endowed, you are the creator. You think that's along the lines of what they're all saying? The all is mind?
It's a good question. I think yes, because it's really mind over matter. At the end of the day, if you believe you have a block, then you have it. But if you don't believe in blocks, then you won't have it. And that's how powerful the mind is.
Yeah. It's really that simple.
It really is. Like the mind is so powerful. Though I do, of course, really believe in the heart because I really believe in the magnetism of it and the purity of the heart because I don't think the mind can just always stay so pure. I think that in the mind, corruption can happen, but in the heart, if you have a good heart, like even if you make a bad choice, like you're going to feel bad about it, like your heart's going to kind of, the purity will seep into the decision in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like even if you're an idiot, if you have a good heart, it'll still work out.
They're all, you know what, they're always those people that you're like, this person just annoys me, but he has such a good heart. Right? Yeah. So you keep them around because they're like, oh, his heart is just so nice.
The heart triumphs over anything else.
I really do think that. And if you have a pure heart, like your soul is probably just a beautiful thing.
I mean, talking about destinations, I know we said there isn't a destination, but I think that is a possible destination, is to be more heart-centered and to live out of the heart, to be more compassionate, to see others as yourself, essentially, and to see that they also have a heart, quite potentially. Would you say so?
Yeah, I think that's a really good analysis of it.
It's decent.
Definitely could be a destination is being in the heart centered for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think that is where all the religions and belief systems relate as well, in one way or the other, saying it in their own way. It's to become more heart-centered and compassionate, just to be a good person, really.
And we have jumbled that so poorly. Like we have really fumbled
Yeah,
in a
somehow.
religious context. Like we really were like, oh yeah, it's really simple, just be nice. And then we ruined it.
Yeah, it's so twisted. People fight over religion. We have the Crusades. Still, to this day, we have stuff such as that. It's so strange, but
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, in some cases in history, like I only know this because I live here, but the Orthodox Church was really instrumental in taking Greece back from the occupation of the Ottoman Empire. They were here for like 400 years. And so the Ottomans, they weren't going to leave, obviously. They wanted the land, but the Orthodox Church really used what they had to push them out, which in that case, I understand, like, I really understand why people enjoy religion and I understand why they need to feel togetherness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want to condemn people who really believe in these things. I would just like them to think a little bit more. That's all. You know? Because
Yeah.
I get it. Like, life is really like, if you don't have the capacity to understand how infinite life is, it's really hard to think about to like have these conversations if you like don't have the mind space to do it is scary to be like, yeah, you're just an infinite person. You have infinite potential, infinite powers. People are going to be like, "Huh? And I wasted 60 years of my life?"
Yeah, that's
So
the
I
fear that no one wants to recognize.
yeah,
Living a
so
lie.
exactly. So I understand why some people like turn to the church or turn to different communities because they feel safer in numbers. They feel safer when people tell them what to believe and how to do it. It's really daunting to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, wow, I betrayed myself.
Yeah. It's tough because also another pill that you have to swallow with that is that, how do I put this? I mean, I'm just put it blatantly, is that there is no self, as the Buddhists say, you know, and at the same
Yeah.
time you recognize your infinite nature, right? You know what I'm getting at? At the same time you recognize your infinite nature, you also realize your limited nature as this human construct.
Yeah, you have to really understand duality. And a lot of people like don't want duality. They either choose black or white, and that's like they're firm on it because their
Yep.
pride and their ego get in the way, and they can't fathom feeling both joy and sadness at the same time. Like they can't fathom the balance that it takes to be in the middle while two things are happening. And so I think it's easier to just be like, yeah, I'll just go in my straight line and I'll never have to think about these things. Because yeah,
And you
realizing like,
also, go
yeah,
ahead. Sorry.
no,
Sorry,
say
go
your point.
ahead.
I'm excited.
I was gonna say, you also have to recognize, as you tread this path, you don't really know where it's gonna end up. You have to be okay with the unknown.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
And
you
that's
don't
tough.
know.
Because the mind wants safety, and this is probably due to childhood trauma. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a psychologist, but it probably comes from childhood, right? Ingraining certain behavior patterns in childhood, ideas of safety. But when you let go all of that, you have to get to a place of, you're still safe, but it's not in the way that the mind wants to sell you safety, right? What's that saying? It's I'm probably gonna butcher it here, but it's like the bad news is we're all in a free fall. The good news is there's no bottom. I think Nisargadatta said that. All right.
Nice.
Get what I'm saying?
Of course, I get what you're saying. I'm always falling.
Okay.
I am in
Always falling.
the void. I live in the void. Yes, and even
But
sometimes,
that's freedom.
yes, in a way, it is very freeing. Once you understand that you can't grasp things and control it, it actually does free you because then you're like, okay,
Yeah.
I'm here. And I'm just here, I'm here, I'm a
I'm
tool,
here.
and I, like that's it. That's I'm here.
Just hanging out.
I don't have any other explanation. Like I'm here, I'm a tool of God, whatever. Like I don't think God and the universe are the same thing. I think they're different also.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Might have to go down that route. What do you mean by that?
I'm so happy to talk about it, and it's because I really, well, at the beginning of my journey, I thought the universe and God were the same thing. So I would go like, I just thank the universe, but I actually thank God because to not a religious context of God, of course, but God is different than the universe because God created the universe. Like God is the center of all creation. From God, things are created. So if I thank the universe, I should be thanking the creator of all that is. Like it's God is all that is. God is I am. God is infinity. God is the creator. The universe is a creation of that.
I see. Yeah. That's a very simple way to understand it.
Yeah.
It's creator, creation. It's kind of
Exactly.
obvious when you put it like that.
Yeah. And a lot of like actually like old indigenous teachings really like help me see it because they use the creator a lot. And in their earth-based practices, I love indigenous beliefs are my favorite. And I've been speaking with a lot of them. A lot of my friends are now practicing, and they say the creator a lot, the creator, the creator. And then I was reading A Course in Miracles, which is a book that a lady channels Jesus. And in it, Jesus talks about like you are a creation of God. Like you don't get to create God, meaning like you don't get to make religions of God because you cannot create God. God created you, just like you cannot create your parents. And so by reading both of these, I realized the universe is a creation, God is a creator. And therefore, like I am also the universe because I am also a creation of God. And I am a part of God because I'm a part of creation. Yeah.
Powerful. Yeah. That's why also in the Bible they say, they don't necessarily say you are God. There is a passage where someone says, don't you understand ye are gods? But then there's another passage that says we're children of God. And I think that's a more accurate description and
Yeah.
how you just phrased it. We're the children.
Yeah.
But then it's like, what does that mean? So, you know what I
Well, it also means that we can be creators. Like we create things. We create
Yeah.
things to help people who are here for us, just as God would want the same, right? God created fresh water and trees and food and blah, blah, blah. We create things that people also need. People also need to listen to podcasts. People also need to write books or read books and write them, obviously. People also need to feel safe in certain like esoteric spaces or a part of these conversations. Like we then become creators, which means we are a part of God. Like we're doing God's work. Yeah.
Yeah, I like to think that we are like the paintbrush of the creator.
Like that.
Yeah, and the creator couldn't paint without the paintbrush. You could do finger painting maybe, but get a little messy.
I really like that. That's such
Yeah.
a nice way to look at it.
It's many different metaphors.
Yeah,
All in
pretty.
all, it's servitude.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, it's service to your brothers and sisters and humanity.
That's it. That's it. That's
It's
really what it
really
comes down to.
simple, you know? We just really
Yeah.
complicate it for no reason.
Yeah. Is somebody playing music? I hear like something coming from you. It's like this low bass.
Oh yeah, it's a car that's parking.
Oh, damn.
You told me
Okay.
not to stand up or else I would have shut the door.
I think you'll be okay if you want to shut it. Just keep your phone here. Oh, it sounds quiet now.
Yeah, they stopped driving.
They must have, their ear must have been ringing, like, oh, okay, I gotta turn this off. They picked up on some signal.
Yeah. Okay, the door
I
shut.
think we're good now.
Yeah, I was burning some frankincense in here, so it was very, very strong.
Oh. Well, where do we leave off of? We're all servants. That's what it comes down to. Because we also did mention, like, earlier, we're just here, we're just hanging out. So one may think by just hearing those words that one reaches a sort of passiveness toward life, you know, lethargy, apathy, but it's not the case at all, actually. It's simultaneously finding that peace, that kind of monk-like meditative mindset in the goings-on of one's life. I don't think there's any other way to do it than to have that meditative mindset in the stuff of our life and the things that we got going on in our work.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It usually matters how you do things more than what you do. Yeah.
Yeah. You ever heard the saying too, and how you do one thing is how you do all things?
No, but I'm going to reflect on that later after this podcast.
I think it's like also, it's like in the energy that we spoke of, like how you do one thing, the energy and intention that you bring to it is the same intention that you bring to everything else.
I'm going to be so serious about my intention when I wake up tomorrow morning.
What's your intention? Do you know?
I haven't
thought. Or is it on the go? Okay.
No, I think maybe my intention will be to live in my purpose. Mm. That will just be the
amen to that.
Yeah. See how it unfolds in front of me so I can learn how to do it better. Or maybe not how to do it better, but how to be it better.
Be it better. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point too, is the journey never ends. The journey of no journey. We're continually learning.
Yeah. You're just on the path and then you're there. And then it unfolds like three bricks at a time, you know? And
yeah.
I do this meditation sometimes I do shamanic journeys sometimes in the morning, most mornings, but this last month has been crazy. And I'll go to the same place I always go to. And usually it's foggy. So I can't see anything, but I'm there. And whatever has to come and be solved that morning, or if I'm needed to receive a message or blah, 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 it will come out of the fog, but I will never be able to see past the fog. Yeah.
Mm. Seems magical.
It's a pretty cool scene. Like, I like hanging out up there because I'm like, it's just so relaxing when you don't know what's coming and you just have to deal with it in the present.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe if I know what's happening in 3 months, I'll be really anxious about it for no reason.
Yeah.
But if I don't know, I can't have any attachment to a prerequisite. But like a
bias?
Yeah. Like a bias about a situation that is happening next month. I don't know that it's happening. So I can just relax. And when it happens, I trust that I know what to do.
Yeah. Yep.
That's life.
Trust and faith. That's life. Have a little faith. I think the faith comes natural though.
Yeah.
Because you see that, you know, as we said, you are the creation. You are part of the creation. You were created by God, literally. How can you not have faith? That's how I feel, at least. It's like, how can I not?
We should start quoting you, because you're bringing up, like, you're saying, oh, have you heard this saying? But some of the things you're saying are like, I hope people put them on their walls.
I appreciate that. Don't flatter me too much.
I'm going to like go back and I'm going to write some of these absolute banging memoir pieces. And
that's funny. What was the quote I just said? It was something like,
yeah, I am a part of the creator. God.
We're created by God.
Yeah. So how can I not have
faith? How can I not have faith? I mean, I'm just saying how I feel.
Yeah, it's so good.
Well, I appreciate that, Kaylee.
Yeah.
You're also wise yourself.
Thank you.
Might be a good note to wrap it up at, to be honest with you.
Yeah, if you want to wrap it up, I'm happy to do so.
I'm trying to think. Let me see. Because I know you got a early bedtime. Do you have any, maybe like one? Okay. Do you have any points? Like anything coming up for you that you want to touch upon?
I feel like this was such a nice conversation already. that I don't feel the need to add any thing. But if you feel the need to, I'm open.
Well, I'll just say this, and I say this pretty much every conversation, but I'll echo it to you.
Okay.
When I come on here with people, it's like a remembrance. It's a affirmation. It's a giant reminder for me that I'm doing the right thing. So I just want to say I appreciate you coming on here and aiding in my sadhana, my path, and hopefully anybody that listens in the future. There's so much power in sitting down with somebody that that knows, per se. So real, recognize real. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. I had a very lovely remembrance walk with you today.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. I guess if you don't have anything else to say, we can just wrap it up.
Cool. Perfect.
Keep up the good work, Kaylee.
Thank you. You too, Gary.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And peace and love. Peace and love to everybody that listened to this one.
For sure.
Bye, y'all.